Hello, everyone. Mine is it's sort of a crossroads, but I begin to wonder if it's actually a roundabout that I'm talking about. It's got probably three exits, yeah. The big difference is that little island in the middle, and you could go round it again, yeah. To me, that's quite important. Just go round cautiously, because no one's expecting you to go round it again, yeah. So my story is set in 1993. I'm living on the Isle of Wight, which is a small island off the south coast of England. Yep. I want to paint you a picture. I'm quite a visual person there. But the decisions I made at this time in my life is what has led me to be standing here in front of you with my Mad Cat studio just a couple of blocks away. No, 22 years later. I find it hard to believe. Yep. Anyway, let's go back. I'm painting you a picture. I'm 37, yep, I'm married, I've got two boys, one 3, 1 9. I've just finished renovating my lovely cottage. I live in Station Road, Ashy. Station Road leads to a steam railway, a little unmade lane. My neighbours are mainly cows and sheep, yep. I've got a few animals, you can imagine, I've got a couple of cats, at least a couple of geese. I've got ducks, I've got a neighbour with goats supplying us milk. I had a pretty idyllic life. My sister has got four children. She lived 10 minutes away, and that was great because my mum and dad lived even closer. So as a career woman, I had every childcare I could ever want. Yeah. I was working full-time teaching fashion and design at the local technical college, and I'd been there 7 years, and I was really enjoying myself. I was busy developing courses. I didn't realise at that stage I'm a bit of an entrepreneur. So anyway, I've been working teaching, yep, and this job comes up to be head of art and design. The guy was finally leaving. He'd become a bit of a recluse, and he was leaving on mental health grounds. At the time, full of ambition, I didn't really give it that much thought, but I probably didn't help his situation much. I'd been busy expanding the department, yeah. So this final piece of the puzzle was actually handed to me, I felt. I was going to be head of design. They were going to appoint internally. So I thought, great. I'm going to get a title, I'm going to get a pay rise, and I'm going to teach less hours so I can spend more time at home. Great. I had the interview. Yeah. Right, now here is the crisis that leads to the roundabout. I didn't get the job. Yep, I just couldn't believe it. You know, I'd been virtually doing the job. I went home that night, and for the very first time in my life, I couldn't sleep at all. I actually watched the sun come up. Yep. I went through it over and over again. I'm sure you've been there. What did I do wrong? Was I too cheerful? You know, was I too light-hearted? Did I think everything was too funny? Whatever, I don't know. But I didn't get the job. I went back to work. For 6 months, I supported the old dear they gave the job to. Yeah, I showed her how to raise funds, how to do this and do that, and run the show, which I considered to be my show. But I actually thought I had contained all of my grief. I didn't know it was showing. And one night I went home and my husband said, I'm sick of you. I've had enough. Things have to change. This sad and miserable Jill that comes in at the end of the day, I can't manage her anymore. You've got to make some changes. So, you know, I would agree. Yep, he was right. So his solution was, apply for a job anywhere in the world, Jill, and I will be your support person, and I will look after the kids while I find a job in the country of your choice. And I thought, wow, I like a challenge, yeah? Yeah. So I said, okay, I'm up for it. He said, the catch. And I said, yeah, okay, the catch. He said, if you don't get the very first job you apply for, you will have to be my support person, and I will apply for a job anywhere in the world. Apart from that job I didn't get, every other job I've applied for I've got, so I was feeling quite confident. I saw a job in Nelson, New Zealand. I'd never been outside Europe, you know, and I thought, think big, Jill, go for it. I sent off my portfolio, really heavy parcel. There was no Dropbox or memory sticks then, 22 years ago, and I sent it off insured. Yep, heard absolutely nothing. 6 weeks went by, and one night the phone went, and I said to my husband, it'll be your mum. I've spoken to my mum today. You know, we all lived on the island. We were a close-knit family, and he answered the phone, and it was Nelson Polytechnic. Oops. And 2 weeks later, I had an interview. Yeah, wow, I couldn't believe it. You know, there was me applying for the insurance money for the parcel that was lost. I thought, consolation prize, I'll have a new suit. Yeah, and I was getting used to the fact that we might be living in Dublin in Ireland because my husband had sent off application forms. And there was me going, yeah, okay, I'll be your support person. Yeah, it's a bit wet, isn't it, over there? You sure you want to go? Yeah. Anyway, time of the interview, storm loomed. Yep. They said, if you want to get on the ferry, you need to get on the ferry early. So I went really early. I walked all the way up from the port, got totally drenched. I don't know why I didn't get a taxi. Yep, I arrived as a drowned rat. The interview just got worse and worse. Yep, the video broke down. Yep, the conference call broke down. And in those days, there was no Skype, so we had to send it off by plane. Yeah, the videos. Yep, and I sat and I waited and waited, didn't hear anything. And then one night, really late, I answered the phone, must be my mum calling really late, and it was Nelson Polly, and I'd got the job. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. It suddenly hit me. Whew, goodness me. My husband came in the kitchen to find out what the noise was. I was flat on the floor. I was hugging the quarry tiles. I was trying to cool down. I felt ill. I'd got the prize, but did I want it? Oh, dear. I'd won the game, but no. Anyway, so I decided I went into work the following day and I said to my principal, would you hold the job open for me for a year? I'm going to go to New Zealand. It will be good for my children. It will be a good experience. And he said, yeah, my interview panel, I think, made a mistake, but there's nothing we can do about it. Yeah. Can you imagine if I had got the job I dearly wanted and completed my life in 1994, when I arrived here, I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't have had this experience. So it was a sort of roundabout, and I made a decision, and I'm here now. And I've got a little cottage overlooking the sea. I live with my cat. My mum lives next door. Yeah, it's good. My boys are here.